And away we go. Here we are, Wednesday, February the 19th, 2020, 12 coming up on 13 minutes past the hour to 1920. Now, this morning is kind of interesting. Have a little bit of an interesting story to tell, and we'll see how this morning turns out. Now, for anybody who follows this show on Facebook, last night I announced that in studio this morning, we would have, let's see here, we would have Melissa Atkinson, who is the Republican primary candidate for the Senate District 26 here in Ohio, and we would have Adam DeSabo, who is the wrestler, he's an OSU wrestler, who had been accusing, or how do I want to say, I don't want to say accusations. He'd made statements that Representative Jim Jordan knew about things on the wrestling team before maybe he said he did, or knows things that he doesn't know. That's Adam's claim at this point, and we have to say it's a claim because we don't really know for sure. Now, here's what happens in the chronology of all this stuff. The other day, I had asked Adam if he would like to come on the show because he was on CNN Friday, and that was making news, and people were responding, and you always want to have good guests on. So I reached out to Adam to be on the show, and then Adam reached out to the station that he would like to be on the show, and he wanted me to call him. So I never spoke with Adam on the phone, but we did have conversation via Messenger. Now, here's where this runs concurrently with Melissa Atkinson, because I had wanted to have Melissa on the show as well, because a few months ago, somebody brought her to my attention who had been working with her on her campaign and said, you should have her on the show because she's running against Bill Reinecke for the Republican nomination, and she would be an interesting person to have on the show. So, I reached out to Melissa about a month ago, and we really did not connect back then, and finally, I think it was last week, Melissa and I connected, and I had asked her if she would come on Tuesday, 2 hours live in the studio, because I figured maybe we could take questions from the audience, and we can do that when somebody's live in the studio. And we can do the full 2 hours and give her her time and also extend that privilege to Bill Reinecke in the future. And that's how we would do it. Well, everything was going good. Melissa said, yes, she could do Tuesday, but she did have to leave right at 10 o'clock because she had an appointment in Sandusky yesterday morning. And that was fine. No problem with leaving at 10 o'clock. Well, yesterday came, and by weird coincidence, I found out, because Melissa was talking about coming to the studio, this would have been Monday, I guess, the night before Tuesday. Melissa contacted me and said she would have somebody coming with her to the studio named Adam DeSabo. Now, this is very strange because this is the same day that Adam DeSabo is sending messages to me on the WWGH Facebook page saying that he would like to be on the show. But I had reached out to Adam, so that was no shock. It's just a very weird coincidence that he would be coming with Melissa, because I really didn't know that those two had any kind of relationship, that they traveled together or were traveling together. I was totally unaware of this. So I find this out on Monday. So I tell Adam on Monday, I said, well, hey, well, if you're going to be in the studio on Tuesday when Melissa comes in, why don't we just do the interview then? You'll already be here. Melissa's going to be here. Sit down with her. We'll talk to Melissa. We'll talk with you. And we'll talk about all these things going on in the world. Okay, Adam thought that was fine. Sounds good to me. Well, then Monday night, I found out that Melissa was worried about time. So she wanted to do a phone interview yesterday. And I thought, well, I don't know if that's best, because now we want to also have Adam on, who was traveling with her. So, at that particular point, and if you're still following this, you're better than me, I said, okay. I said, well, instead of doing a phone interview on Tuesday, that because of the Sandusky trip, I said, well, what about Wednesday? Would Wednesday work? Could you come to the studio Wednesday morning and bring Adam and we'll do the whole thing? Okay. Wednesday works much better. Melissa thought that was great. Everything worked out okay. We advertised it last night that Melissa and Adam were both going to be here this morning live in the studio because that's what we believed. Okay. So, sometime in the middle of the night, I'm not sure, I would have to go back and check the times, but something happened to where Melissa could not come to the studio this morning. Now, you know, she told me what it was, but it's not my place to say, so I'm not going to say why she's not here, but she couldn't come, basically is the point of that. She couldn't come to the studio this morning. Okay. So, at this point, I'm thinking, well, obviously, if she's not coming, Adam probably is not coming either. Now, I found this all out about 20 minutes ago. So, I called Melissa on the phone, because I did have her phone number, and I talked to her, and she has said that she would call in at 9 o'clock this morning. So, I believe we still are going to have Melissa on at 9 o'clock if all things go properly. And I appreciate that. So I think that is still going to happen. Now, I did have Adam's number, Adam DeSabo. I did have his number because he had sent it the other day when he said he wanted to be a guest on the program. So I tried to call him twice this morning and did not get any answer. And I've also tried to reach out to him on Facebook and sent him the studio number and told him when to call. So maybe we will hear from him anytime now. But that is how my morning has went. So that's how it is so far. And that's where we are. So if we hear from somebody, good. If not, at this point, I have every reason to believe, because I take her at her word, that Melissa Atkinson will be calling in at 9:15, and hopefully we hear from Adam DeSabato, I think is how you say the name, DeSabato, maybe I was saying it wrong, maybe this hour. It would have to be this hour, because we have Melissa on next hour. So, that is the morning so far, and that's my little soliloquy. But it is interesting that I was looking on Facebook, and when I made the announcement that both of these people were going to be on, it brought out some very heavy feelings both ways on these people. And maybe it's because they both are considered, at this point, controversial people. I didn't know that they were controversial, to be honest. I knew that they are news stories of the day, but I would not have said that they are controversial people. But apparently, maybe they are controversial people now that I go back and think about it. But regardless, we are going to soldier on because we have a show to do this morning. And if we hear from them, we hear from them. If we don't hear from them, we don't hear from them. And life will go on. But it's been a very interesting morning, to say the least. So that is how the morning has went so far. Now, does anybody have anything to say about that at this point? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How is your morning going? And we will see how my morning goes as the morning progresses. Now, we want to hear from both of these people because I think, in general, we can do a fair interview. You have Melissa, who's running for office, who I think people want to hear from her to find out where she stands on all of the issues. And I think we want to hear from Adam because a lot of this area is represented by Jim Jordan. And that case obviously is still going and going and going. That started last July, I think, is when that whole thing first burst on the scene. So it's interesting. But it was fascinating to me to see the comments that people were posting on Facebook. And it went both ways, which was interesting. Some were very against having Adam on this morning, because I don't know, I guess because they were pro Jim Jordan. And a lot of people were for having him on because they wanted to hear his story. And it was kind of the same. I don't think there was any negative. Well, no, that's not true. With Melissa Atkinson, there was positive, where people wanted to hear from her. And then there was negative, where people had not had the best interactions with her. But see, that is kind of unimportant to me. What's important to me is that they come on, we ask them open-ended questions, we're fair, tough but fair, they answer the questions, and, you know, life goes on. But at this particular point, I don't know exactly what will happen. I know that, I know that they both have the phone number. I've talked to one of them, and we hope all will turn out okay. Now here's some good news, because we're always looking for good news. Now this is good news to kind of get us off this subject. The jersey opens today. Isn't that nice? The jersey opens today. One of Marion's traditions, ice cream and all, I guess the jersey opens for the season today. Isn't that something? I don't know how long the jersey's been around in Marion, but they've been around an awful long time. I pass by there, I pass by there every morning as I'm coming here. So it's nice to know that the jersey opens, and we like to mention information like that on the morning show, because maybe people aren't aware. It's hard to talk about these things because a lot of times you don't have the information. Now, it is a very nice day outside. A little chill in the air. Yeah, there is a little chill out there in the air today, but it is sunny, it is bright, and I know that makes a lot of people very happy. So you've got to have sunny, you've got to have bright, and that perks up a lot of moods that otherwise are not all that happy from day to day. But it was bright this morning, so we'll take it. Okay, let's see here. We're getting some news on the jersey this morning. The owners have posted that they've owned it for 25 years themselves. So the current owners of the jersey have owned this thing for 25 years. That is a good long run to be in the ice cream business. And there have been so many ice cream places come and go, but there are standards, it seems like. I think the Dairy Queen is a standard, and obviously the Jersey is a standard. But other than that, you know, I don't know. For a while, it was, what was the other place that used to be open? Fred's? Was it Fred's? That was over on the west side of town. I remember you could get, I think it was called a Freddy, which was kind of like a Blizzard. But I don't know if they're still open or not. I have not been over there in such a long time. I cannot remember if, I don't know if they're open. Does anybody know that? And am I even naming the place correctly? Was it Fred's? It seems to me like it was Fred's. Well, Mega Moo now, I know, also does ice cream. Fred's is still open. I just got the work. Yes, it is Fred's, and they are still open. But definitely congratulations to the people who own the jersey. 25 years of owning an operation like that and opening today. You know, I'm trying to think of what my favorite thing is at the jersey. You know, the twist cone is big. They have very good ice cream. And I'm not a big chocolate person, but I do like the twist cone with the vanilla and the chocolate. So that's always a good thing. Let's see. What else is good at the jersey? I think the jersey still does the banana split. The banana split was always one of my favorites, so that's always nice. Does the Jersey have a signature food that they serve? A signature food or a signature ice cream? I'm not really sure. If they do, I don't remember it. I don't know what their signature is. Oh, well, they have good chicken sandwiches. I'm getting the word on their chicken sandwiches. Jersey does have very good chicken sandwiches, has always had very good chicken sandwiches. But I'm trying to think of a dessert, because I think essentially they are an ice cream place. I think that's how people see them. But I'm not sure if they have a signature dessert or not. I can't remember. Isn't that awful? That's just flopped out of my brain like that. But I know their chicken sandwiches are very popular. And what we're talking about is the Jersey opening up today. And yes, Fred's is still open over on the west side of town. I'm going to have to go over there. You know, I used to go over there, but for some reason I have not been over there in quite some time. I used to have somebody who really, really, really liked Fred's and would go over and get those Freddies all the time. But it's been a long time since I've been over there. What's your favorite ice cream place in town? Does anybody want to share? Does anybody have a favorite thing that they get at the Jersey? We're not being paid for this, so we can talk about it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have a favorite thing that you get at the Jersey in Marion, which will be opening today under the same management for 25 years? How cool is that? That's a long run in the food industry to have the same management for that long. But, you know, I don't know how long the Jersey itself has been open. My goodness, what a tradition that place has been. Now, they must be open from February until, when do they close? Like around the beginning of October? February through October? Is that the Jersey time schedule? Must be. I know now Dairy Queen closes, but I think Dairy Queen only closes for a month. I think they're only closed like through December, because I know they're open for Thanksgiving, and I know they open pretty quickly after the first of the year. Now, when they were just an outside place, they used to be closed a little longer, but now that since they have inside eating, it's a little different. September. Okay, September is when the Jersey closes. So February through September, those are the months. So they have a nice little span there, which is nice for the people in the community who are interested in what they do. All right, I tell you what I'm going to do here. I'm going to take a quick little break here, see what all the information we've got this morning, and come back with more here on WWGH Radio after this very short but important break. It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWGH Radio from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be?
I guess.
But they're as fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors. Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
And we're back here. Now, during the break, something interesting happened there, and this is a little bit serendipitous this morning. We got a phone call, because we were talking about the jersey, of course. We got a phone call asking about the root beer stand, Stewart's Root Beer Stand, over on the north end of town, and when they would be open and things of that nature. Now, I know they are not open yet, but I know the plan is to open very soon. I know they open not long after the jersey, and they close about the same time that the jersey does. So we are getting into that particular season. So it was nice of that person to call in and want to know about the root beer stand. We certainly do not want to neglect that really long-established business at all. These businesses are very important when it comes to a local community like Marion, because the Dairy Queen is locally owned, the Jersey's locally owned, Stewart's Root Beer is locally owned, and they are seasonal, somewhat seasonal businesses. But they all have their own unique blend of just about everything. From the food, to the staff, to the way they do their business, it's all very unique. And that's part of spring and summer and even into fall in our communities. So, if that caller wants to call in, who just called in, I know you're out there listening, call in and give us some memories from the root beer stand, because that was I'm sorry we had to take that call off the air. I thought that was a good call. Is there something in particular you get at the root beer stand when you go? Is there something in particular that you like about the root beer stand? And there are a lot of things to like about that place. 740-383-9944. Or are there any other places that I'm leaving out? Because I certainly am not infallible when it comes to this. I'm certainly not infallible this morning, because we have had one heck of a morning so far, to be sure, when it comes to this show. But you know, when I think about it now, this is probably the way it had to be, because all the people who we had booked this morning, both of the guests, I guess were a little controversial in nature. It's kind of fascinating. People take things very personally. Now, I always wonder on Facebook how personal it really is. I hope it's not highly personal, but okay. Well, I don't think we're going to have Adam on at this point, so I think I am getting that. I don't know why. What happened there? So we're just going to move ahead. But we wish that Adam would have come on and told his story. And maybe when we know what that's all about, we will move forward. But it's hard to tell. Booking guests is no science, and we hope at some point he does come on and tell some kind of story. So there you go. I don't know. It's a funny morning. Let's see, what else do we have to talk about here? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we never... Yesterday we were talking about some interesting stuff. And one of the interesting things we were talking about yesterday was dumplings. You know, this is an interesting thing. I guess for the people who did not want Adam to come on this morning, I guess they're happy now. So we will not be having Adam on, which is okay. You know, you have to kind of forage ahead, steam ahead when moments like that happen. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, I think people probably saw the interview on CNN. I think people probably heard what he has to say. And I think people are aware of what is going on, you know, around the world. So that's the way it goes. Let's see here. What are we... Well, like I say, we were talking about dumplings yesterday, and I do think dumplings are a very interesting... That's right. I was just ghosted. I was ghosted this morning. Holy moly. What a thing to be ghosted like this. But, you know what I think it is? I think that right now, everybody's just a little tense. Everybody's just a little amped up. Everybody is just a little on edge. Have you noticed that lately? Everybody seems to be a little more high energy than maybe they should be. I don't know. It's a weird, weird world. But we will hope that at 9 o'clock we do hear from Melissa Atkinson. Now, I'm not sure that that's going to happen. We hope that that will happen. But if not, we will have a good plan. We will have a good plan B and go into our trivia. You know, yesterday, now that we say all that, we can go back to what we were originally talking about, which was yesterday, dumplings. Now, a lot of people cook dumplings, and it's kind of a, really an art to do dumplings, to do apple dumplings, to do blueberry dumplings, to do chicken and dumplings. This is kind of an art all the way around. Now, the interesting thing about this is that I have noticed that people who are younger don't take the time to cook like the people who are older do. I don't really know what the reason for that is, but do you have any reasoning for this? Why is it people from a different generation cook a little more than people from the current generation? I don't know what happened. Is it time? Do you think it's time that more women are working, more men are working, they're working longer hours, they have other things to do, they are not as wrapped up in cooking as maybe they once were? I think that could be a big part of it. Because cooking used to be kind of an art form. And I think still is kind of an art form. If you have a really good piece of food, that is great. That is delicious, and that is something you will go back for. And if you have a really bad piece of food, you will never touch it again. It can really turn you off to a certain type of place. So, when we look at the grand scheme of things, why has cooking went down over the years? Do you think cooking in restaurants has gone down over the years? Now, there's a topic we have never really discussed, because the interesting thing about restaurants is what I hear is that the portions are bigger than they used to be. And yeah, I think the portions are probably bigger than they used to be. But then again, is the quality better? I don't know. It's a funny thing, food. And there's always that great question when it comes to food and going out to eat. How much do you tip? Because I've noticed now that when you go to pay at a lot of restaurants, they automatically figure the tip in. Now, does anybody avoid figuring the tip in? Now, I think a lot of people do this now because people pay with the credit card. I don't think you could figure the tip. Well, I guess you could if you were paying with cash. But what is the proper tip amount to leave for somebody? Does anybody know what the proper tip amount is? Now, for a long time, I thought it was 20%. 20% of the bill was supposed to be the tip. How much do you tip? 740-383-9944. And do you tip other people in the service industry? Like, do you tip the pizza delivery person? Do you tip the person who cuts your hair? Now, restaurants are a little different because people in restaurants usually don't make minimum wage, or at least didn't for a long period of time. I don't think they do now. I don't know if pizza drivers make minimum wage. They might. Or if they're paid gas mileage. I've never driven for a pizza place, so I really don't know how that mechanism works. And then, of course, we have people who cut hair. Now, I do think people who cut hair make minimum wage. They might even make better than minimum wage. Depends on the hair salon they work in. But do you tip these people, and is it the same tipping rubric that you would use in a restaurant? Do you tip the hair person 20%? Do you tip the pizza man 20%? And do you tip the restaurant person 20%? And if the service is bad, do you blame the person who brought you the food? Because what I always found interesting about a restaurant, because I worked in a restaurant where people, you know, you had servers who got tips. One of the fascinating things about that to me was if the food was bad, that really was not on the server. Now, the cook didn't make tips. So the cook could kind of do whatever they wanted to do because most of the time the cook was making better than minimum wage and they were not dependent on the tips. But the cook never really got blamed if the food was bad. It was the server who got blamed. So that's an interesting thing to think about too. Do you blame the server or do you blame the cook, and do you still tip 20% even though the food might be bad? Well, let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 45 minutes past the hour this morning. The Charlie Evers Show coming up this morning, 10 until 12. And then we have Glenn Coble from 12 until 1. And then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4 to 5. And then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6 to 7 p.m. tonight. But I want to get back in partial here to the dumplings thing, because we had a lot of conversation about dumplings yesterday and even had a dumpling recipe given to us over the air. Now, I still say I'm not much for chicken and dumplings. That's not my meal. I know a lot of people love chicken and dumplings, but I like the dessert dumplings better. Apple dumplings, I think, are probably the most famous. Blueberry dumplings are probably the second most famous. But has anybody ever had anything like strawberry dumplings? I don't know if that is a thing or not. Is there such a thing as strawberry dumplings? Now, to me, that sounds very good. If I got a strawberry dumpling, I would think, hey, that's a really good thing. That sounds delicious. But I don't know if that's a real thing or not. I've never seen a strawberry dumpling, but I think it would fit in with blueberry and apple. What do you think? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. Let me know what you think when it comes to dumplings. Or do you have a good dumpling recipe? Now, we also talked yesterday about this sore in the side of my mouth, which, by the way, is not any better. It's the same. it has not changed at all. This morning when I went in to brush my teeth, it was painful, because on that side of the mouth, anytime anything touches my cheek, it is just awful at this point. And I don't know what it is. Now, most people seem to think it's a canker sore at this point, but I've never had one. I don't know what caused it all of a sudden. And somebody said they can be caused by stress, but I don't really feel stressed out. So I don't know what brought this on. All I know is that it's painful, it's not getting any better, and it's driving me nuts. Because even this morning when I talk, you know, it's kind of brushing up against the side of my mouth, and it hurts. So if this continues on, I might have to go to the doctor just to see what it is, but I don't want to go to the doctor and have him say, oh, it's just a canker sore. You know, what are you doing in here? Now, people have told me that I could treat this with Orajel, which is what a lot of people use when they have a toothache. But I don't know that putting Orajel on the inside of my mouth would be a good idea. Because the inside of your mouth, you have a lot of... the inside of your mouth is moist. And I would think you'd end up just swallowing most of the Orajel. And then somebody also told me yesterday that I could use one of these styptic pens. Is that the term? Is it septic or septic? I can't remember the name of the pen. Somebody told me at one point, but it's the pen you use to stop bleeding if you cut yourself shaving. I think it's a styptic pen, which I never have bought, even though I was having this problem like 2 months ago. But that you can take this on the inside of your mouth and heal wounds like canker sores and things of that nature. But I don't know that you're supposed to put those things in your mouth. A matter of fact, I think they say don't put those in your mouth. So I don't know that putting that in your mouth would be a good idea. I don't know about gargling with. I did not gargle with anything last night. I didn't do anything for it, which was really kind of dumb on my part, because a lot of people gave me a lot of good suggestions yesterday on how to deal with this thing, yet I did not do any of them, which, like I say, was dumb on my part. I think I was just busy doing other things last night, so I did not get into it. But it's getting to the point now where it's becoming a very high annoyance. And the longer I talk, the any time I drink anything or eat anything or try to brush the teeth in the morning, I know it's there. And I wonder maybe if that's irritating it. Because, you know, like any sore, if you brush things up against it or you pour things into it, it does hurt. It makes the sore not heal. And the worst place to have a sore like that is on the inside of your mouth, because you're constantly having things on in your mouth. I mean, you can't just shut down your mouth for a long period of time. So aside from the pen, the styptic pen, aside from the aside from the Orajel, is there any method that would be good? I think somebody said gargle yesterday, gargle with salt water. Does anybody have a good method on how to deal with this particular problem? It'd be interesting to know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Don't forget that coming up this morning, the Charlie Evers Show. I believe Charlie's got some good giveaways this morning, 10 a.m. until 12 noon. And then we have Glenn Coble from 12 to 1. It's always fun to hear what's on his mind. And then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, which is a great show here on the station, from 4 to 5. And then we have an interesting program from 6 to 7, the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon. So all kinds of good stuff today here on WWGH Radio that you won't want to miss for love nor money. And again, it's an interesting morning because we had some guests booked and we kind of had a change of pace because of some things that happened, which are beyond our control and beyond the people's control. We certainly don't want to blame the people for not showing up this morning. It's just one of those things, how life goes. But we will get back on track, and we will soldier along. Now, since Monday, I've wanted to do this presidential trivia, and we have not done it. Maybe I'll put a few of these out here. We have, what, 8 minutes left in this segment? Yeah, 52 minutes past the hour, 8 minutes left. So here we go. I think I asked these three the other day. Let's see if anybody has these. Does anybody know what president this is? Basically, I'm describing a president. If you know which president it is, let me know. He played the violin, loved to dance, spoke softly, and had good manners. Which president was that? He was the first president to have a Christmas tree in the White House. Does anybody know which president was the first to have a Christmas tree in the White House? And then here's an interesting one. He patented his floating dry dock on May 22nd, 1849, which would give you an idea of when this person lived. And it was patent number 6469. Now, he was the first U.S. president to receive a patent. So, those are the questions. Does anybody know which presidents those are? The first U.S. president to receive a patent, the first president to have a Christmas tree in the White House, or the president who played violin, loved to dance, spoke softly, and had good manners? Does anybody know which presidents those are? You have a 1 in 45 chance of getting the answer right. 740-383-9944, 54 minutes past the hour. You know, I would not have guessed that this president would have been the first to have a patent. I think that's kind of interesting. Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Scott?
Yes.
One that played the violin spoke softly, would that have been Roosevelt?
Not Roosevelt, but that's a good guess. He would have been a more calm president, I would have thought.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he spoke, his old saying was, speak softly and carry a big stick.
That's right. Now, who, speak softly and carry a big stick, that was, which president, what, was that Roosevelt? That wasn't Roosevelt, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, was that Roosevelt?
That was Roosevelt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you for calling.
Yep.
I remember the saying, speak softly and carry a big stick, but I wasn't sure if that was Roosevelt. Was that Roosevelt's saying? For some reason, I don't tie that in with, oh, maybe it was Teddy Roosevelt. Maybe we're talking about Teddy Roosevelt. Maybe I should have specified, because we've had two Roosevelts as president. We've had Teddy, and we've had Franklin. Now, Teddy, I think, was speak softly and carry a big stick. But that played the violin, loved to dance, spoke softly, had good manners. That's not Teddy or Franklin. So, which president is it? Which president played the violin, loved to dance, spoke softly, and had good manners? Does anybody know which president that is? Does anybody know which is the first president to have a Christmas tree in the White House? There's a little bit of trivia. Which president is the first to have a Christmas tree in the White House? And then the other one, which I find the most interesting at this point, he was the first U.S. president to receive a patent. Does anybody know which U.S. president was the first to receive a patent? The patent was number 6469, granted for the floating dry dock on May 22nd, 1849. And I have no idea what a floating dry dock is. But this person had the patent on it, and it was a president. I wonder if they made a lot of money on this thing, considering I don't even know what a floating dry dock is. So, there you have it. The first president to receive a patent, the first president to put a Christmas tree in the White House, and the president who played the violin, loved to dance, spoke softly, and had good manners. And again, you got a 1 in 45 chance of getting these right, because there have only been 45 presidents. And it would have to be a male. We've only had male presidents. Does anybody know who these people were? 740-383-9944. Also, do want to remind everybody, we haven't done this for a while, there's a neighborhood supper free meal that goes on the second Tuesday of each month at 5:15 at the Trinity Baptist Church, located at 244 South Main Street in the rear entrance. The next one will be coming up on March the 10th, so you won't want to miss that one. The next one coming up on March the 10th, neighborhood supper, free meal, second Tuesday of each month, 5:15 p.m., Trinity Baptist Church, 244 South Main Street in the rear entrance. The next one comes up on March the 10th. Now, I have not been to one of these. Has anybody been to these free meals at the Trinity Baptist Church? How are they? I'm sure they're good, because it's one of those things. You know, this comes back to the cooking thing. A lot of times when you go to these church meals, people rave about the cooking, just like, the White Lily Chapel in Ashley? I know people rave about the food there, and I think it's because it's cooked by older women. And for some reason, that is just better food to most people. Maybe it's like Mom used to make. You know how people used to say that? Boy, that tastes just like Mom used to make. Maybe it's the same idea with church cooking by most people. So it's fascinating when you look at it big picture. Food is fascinating to talk about because we all eat it every day. We all are particular about it in a lot of ways. And it's just part of our everyday life. Although there are certain things I do not want to eat at this particular point because of this sore that is inside my mouth that is driving me nuts and will not go away. Now, I believe next hour we are going to have Melissa Atkinson on telephone, candidate, Republican candidate for Senate in the 26th District. So we will see if that happens on this interesting morning here on WWGH Radio, and hopefully come back with that interview and much more. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. From broadcast legends Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels,